You're dialed into KRIR-DB Santa Clara.
And since he successfully avoided the Statue of Limitations, we can welcome you to more of the hard and fast musical madness of rock and rec here on the Web's Rock Revolution, Retro Rock Internet Radio.
Let's do it!
Now commence to banging your head.
But be careful.
Retro Rock Radio Network, that is a demo I tried to play from Zach Wilde of Mrs. J. However, the quality was just not there, and so I figured I'd save you guys from the eternal hiss. It almost sounded worse than a really old LP with that hardcore Q-burn in it. But Zach Wilde and I kind of have a little bit of a thing. Well, you know, just because I really dig his buzzsaw guitar. And if you notice the updates to some of the logos on the website for the shows, the Buzzcuts logo is now featuring the buzzsaw guitar. So I just thought I'd point that out to you. You know, we had so many other great things along for that music ride. Rainbow with Stone Cold, Van Halen. And, you know, right now, Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes and the Black Crowes again. So that was the two that we had for you right there. Celebration Day and Jealous Again. We also got to hear Testament with Ride. Yngwie J. Malmsteen and his Rising Force. That was actually the name of his first band as well as the song. And they're the ones that kicked off the whole block. That's not too bad of a way to spend 35 minutes of your day uninterrupted, right? Well, we've got a better solution coming up for you in just a few minutes. As soon as I can get through this, we're going to hit you with at least 45 minutes in the Retro Rockout. Just so that you know. But right now, in order to do that, we got to do this first.
It's time for Rockin' Rhett's Rhetorical Rhetoric.
Tantalizing tales to relish, remember, and repeat.
Which is a fancy way of saying stuff you don't know that you can share with your friends and look cool. You're welcome.
So, as always, before we get too deep into it, I really want to say thank you and how much I appreciate the great work that all of you do over at thisdayinmusic.com. You make my life so much easier each day putting this together. It was on this day in 1966 that the Yardbirds arrived in New York for their first U.S. tour with Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page on both guitars. After two dates of the tour, though, Beck developed acute tonsillitis, wound up quitting the group, founded the Jeff Beck Group, which of course gave Rod Stewart his start as well. In 1980, AC/DC kicked off a 20-date U.K. tour at Bristol Colston Hall, the band's first gig since the death of singer Bon Scott. It was on this day in 1991 that Oasis played the Boardwalk in their hometown Manchester, the group's first gig with Noel Gallagher in the group. And, you know, I guess Noel had a thing for the day because in 1998, he actually made a surprise appearance at the launch party of the new London venue Sound Republic. He jammed on stage with Pete Townsend and members from Ocean Colour Scene and even the Boo Radleys. It was on this day in rock and roll history in 2005 that a survey concluded that the average person spent around £21,000 or $42,000 on music during their lives. Oh, well, I spent that probably my first 5 years DJing. Anyway, the figure included the amount spent on hi-fi equipment, concerts, and CDs. Well, now it's really... never mind. In 2007, on this date, Johnny Marr was made a visiting professor of music at the University of Salford in Manchester. The former Smiths guitarist was set to deliver a series of workshops and master classes to students on the BA Popular Music and Recording degree. And finally, in 2011, Coldplay released their fifth studio album, Milo Zalato, which charted at number one in 34 countries. In the UK, Milo Zalato became Coldplay's fifth album to debut at number one and became the group's third to debut at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200. We have three significant birthdays today. In 1946, Keith Reed was born. That makes him 75 today. Singer-songwriter for Procol Harum. 1967, UK number one and U.S. number five, A Whiter Shade of Pale, one of the very few singles ever to have sold 10 million copies. Let's see. Pat Simmons is turning 73 today. Guitarist from the Doobie Brothers, who scored the 1979 U.S. number one single, What a Fool Believes, and the 1993 U.K. number seven single, Long Train Running. Born on this day in 1960, Daniel Woodgate, the drummer from Madness. They had the 15 singles, and each of them reached the top 10 hits, including One Step Beyond, Baggy Trousers, Our House, and It Must Be Love. I hope you guys enjoyed all that and got everything squared away so you could sit down and have some quality time with your favorite tunes right now, because I'm going to step out of the way and we're going to hit you up in 120 seconds with the Retro Rock Out. So get ready to crank it up right here on the home of the web's rock revolution, Retro Rock Radio Network. See you in an hour.
What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks going first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is molten metal.
Now, literally, it's a volcano.
Cool to look at, not so cool to listen to. Now that's better molten metal to listen to.
And if you like that,
you need to tune into Retro Rock. Weekdays from high noon till 3, Left Coast time, for Buzz Cuts. Where we take that metal and rock it ever so forcefully into your soul.
Go ahead and bend over. You might feel some pressure.
We'll see you weekdays for the heavy metal headbanging nooner.
Buzz Cuts.
Jacking the world back into the real rock, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5.
Oh my God, what's happening now?
Give me a call, my kid.
I want bourbon. I want Scotch.
wilder, the better.
The Retro Rock Out. At least 55 minutes of non-stop rock and metal to adjust your attitude.
Hey, let's go.
Just when you think you've gone,
workstation.
No! Unless you work in a really cool office.
This is Rockin' Red
on Retro Rock Radio.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Fix Doria's meal and the stress. kind of red-blooded American who likes things in pairs.
Big, bouncy pairs.
Like the kind you'll find here on the Twos for Use. Doubles all day.
Doubles all day.
On Retro Rock Radio Network.
It's coming your way.
What's that?
If you smell something stankin', chances are it's us. Cause he's the Rockin' Rat.
But I was of your room. I'm wondering where my life is leading. But now that I found you, baby, I can never let you go. I need your love so bad. I want to give you my heart and my soul. Hey, I need your love, baby. I need your love so bad.
Of a multi-slacker than a multitasker.
I've never seen him do any work around here.
But somehow he's managed to assemble another show filled with twos for yous.
It's Rockin' Red.
Welcome to Rockin' Rhett's home of the web rock revolution.
It's heavy, metal, I think it's pretty good.
Now that you've flipped us on, flip everyone else off.